Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
And just in time.
Welcome back.
We got Monday Night Football tonight.
Yeah.
And your Commanders are playing the Chiefs, so kind of a big game.
That's a big game. I mean, it is a big game. I'm just, as you might expect, a little reticent to talk about it. But let's check in with D-Day here for a second, because D-Day covers this team and knows the team as well as anybody. How are you feeling? Like, give me the fan perspective.
I hope you're not looking for optimism here.
Well, there we go.
Because you will not find it. I mean, the fan perspective is you're getting the Chiefs at a terrible time. Because they just dog-walked the Las Vegas Raiders, and you played the Vegas Raiders, and the Vegas Raiders scored a lot more points than they did against the Kansas City Chiefs. The problem is nothing to do with the offense, although there are question marks. It's just how do you stop Mahomes when you can't stop literally anybody else?
Yeah. That's a good point. And now you're wondering why I was late to get back here. I was like, just let Chelsea take over. I don't know how I feel about this game. I'm not feeling great about it. But, I mean, we can talk about it, and we should talk about it. It is Monday Night Football. Commanders at the Chiefs. Chiefs are laying 11. Chiefs are minus 752 on the money line. The Commanders are plus 525, and your total is set at 48. So, Chelsea, I don't want to bring us down. It's a Monday. We're getting things going here. It's going to be a great week. But I also don't know how I feel about laying 11 points in the National Football League. I think this is an overreaction based on what we saw a week ago for both teams, so I would actually take the Commanders here. I would probably rather bet on a prop than anything else. What do you think?
Well, I think the tough part of like betting on the NFL is you have to look at teams that you don't want to trust. And you have to kind of say, okay, what's the case for the team that's getting 11 points? Because here's the thing about the Chiefs. I understand that they blew out the Raiders, but over like the last 3 years or so, even when they've had like dominant teams and even when they've won Super Bowls, they kind of have the tendency to kind of squeak by. Some of these teams, they have no business kind of hanging around. So it's not going to shock me if the Chiefs kind of, you know, just run the ball if they're up in this game. And they're not running up the score because that's kind of what we've seen from the Kansas City Chiefs. And how much do you trust this offense? Because I think we have already established that we don't really trust the Commanders' defense too much. But let me ask you this, because people who are not fans of the Commanders or, you know, fans of Marcus Mariota probably don't have a great idea on what they should expect from him. I will say this. He is a veteran quarterback. He's been in the league for quite some time. He's certainly not Jaden Daniels. But do you trust him to at least manage this offense?
I do. You can do a lot worse than Marcus Mariota as a backup quarterback. And when he has played with the Commanders, now, last week was not great. He goes in and throws a pass, trying to make something happen in the flat, pick six, bad decision. And I know he's not worked out as a starter in the NFL, but I will say this. He has been absolutely influential in a very positive manner when you look at the development of Jaden Daniels. JD5 will tell you that himself. Like, Marcus Mariota has been a guy I've learned a lot from. He's been a great veteran presence, and he's done a nice job filling in. So, yes, of course there's going to be a drop down from Jaden to Marcus, but Marcus has been a part of this offense for a few years now, and I think when we were talking earlier about fit for a quarterback, you know, when it comes to scheme and offensive game planning, Marcus Mariota is a really good fit for what Cliff Kingsbury likes to do offensively, right? That's one of the reasons why Mariota has looked really good in these relief appearances. So you've got that going for Washington. And also, look, Terry McLaurin is back. He's missed 4 weeks. He had a quad injury. He was working out earlier this week, and I was really curious to see, is he going to look like the scary Terry that is 100%, that was so good last year but still hasn't popped off this year? He looked great in workouts. He's not just on the field, you know, 75, 80%. He was making those quick cuts and looking like he was running routes, which we've seen him done at a high level for a long time. And he said as much. I feel great. I'm ready to go. Deebo Samuel is back. Deebo did not play last week. Now, he's going to be banged up because he's got that heel injury and he's sort of managing that pain. That is to say, when you've got a very good backup quarterback and you have two weapons finally back on the field with the Commanders, it makes me think this spread is too large. But yes, I do believe that Marcus Mariota can have success with the Commanders. We've seen it before.
Well, and here's the other reason why I ask that is because sometimes when you see backup quarterbacks, these are the guys that are going to depend on their big name receivers. So in the props market, I say, okay, maybe we should look at the big name receivers here.
Yeah.
Terry McLaurin, like you mentioned, is back, and Deebo Samuel is back, even though he is banged up. But some of these numbers are really low, and maybe it stems from the fact that the oddsmakers are putting Marcus Mariota's passing yards at 197. So, like, keep that in mind, that there is not a large pot to draw from, or at least that's what we're projecting from some of these numbers. But Terry McLaurin's receiving prop is 46.5, and it feels to me that, like, he either goes, like, way under this, or he could go way over it, you know, because we know Terry McLaurin certainly has big play potential, and we haven't really seen, it feels like, his full potential much of this year. And most of it's just because he hasn't been playing.
Yeah.
So I know it's tough to, like, reach that level with maybe a backup quarterback, but, like, the game script should go in the favor of playing receiver props, because game script matters a lot for these. And if you think the Commanders are going to be playing from behind, they're going to be chucking it. So I do think that if you look at Terry McLaurin, maybe that's a play you like. Deebo Samuel kind of scares me. Like, 43.5, it feels low, but like you said, doesn't feel like he's 100%. But do you think Marcus Mariota is going to trust those two guys over some of the other, you know, receivers in the rotation? Or do you think he spreads it around?
No, it's going to be, I think he has to be heavy on those guys. I mean, they have some guys who probably shouldn't be getting the run that they're getting right now. And they have some interesting young guys in Luke McCaffrey and Jalen Lane, but ultimately he's going to have to lean on his top two guys if they're going to have any success against the Chiefs. Like, this was already not a position group that was deep going into the season, and now it's even less so because of the injuries. They could really use a length guy like a Noah Brown, but he's not coming back anytime soon. But I do think he can have some success. I'm scared because these numbers look so low. Like, I would think they're going to be higher, and I don't see it, so it feels like a trap to me.
Yeah, and I will say we do have some sample size with Marcus Mariota playing quarterback. Last time around, where he had a full game under his belt against the Falcons, a loss for the Commanders, Deebo Samuel had the most targets on the team, 6 targets, 6 catches for 72 yards. Should be noted that Terry McLaurin did not play in that game, so some of those targets will probably go to Scary Terry. As far as the Chiefs, what are we expecting from Kansas City tonight? Do you think it's more of, like, the dominance that we saw last week? Or do you think we see, like,
listen up, football fans, you won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer
one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
A small step back, because I think the interesting part of the NFL is that it's such an overreactionary market to where 1 week we see something, you're like, oh, this is what we're going to see for the rest of the year, right? And then we'll see like a team like the Bills lose. And you're like, what? And I'm not saying that the Chiefs are going to lose this game. I am just going to say that, you know, maybe it's not one of those things where we just assume it's Domination Station from Kansas City.
Domination Station. Yeah, you're right. This number has moved towards the Commanders, though. Remember, last Thursday, Friday, when we were talking about this game, just a few days ago, it was Kansas City minus 12.5. So we've already moved a point and a half in Washington's direction. I put a sprinkle on it yesterday at 12. I'm like, all right, let's go. I can do 12. Now we're sitting at 11. Yeah, I don't think we're going to find out much about Kansas City. I think the only worry with Kansas City is, will they not mail it in, but play down to the level of the Commanders? Do you know what I mean? Just because, look, it's prime time. They've been here. They just run-ruled the Raiders, if you will. So they could play 80% and still win this game, which is, I think, maybe the case for the Commanders and the fact that they're just undervalued a little bit. But I do want to throw this out here since we're talking about the Chiefs. Obviously, they have one of the greatest head coaches ever in Andy Reid. So I don't know if you saw this yesterday on the Fox pregame show, but Terry Bradshaw was previewing this game like we're doing now, and he said he had been talking to Andy Reid, but he wasn't really talking to Andy Reid. Listen to this.
But the thing that I would worry about more so in Washington is the other day I text Andy Reid and I got a text back and I thought it was Andy Reid, but it was some guy selling pigs, but I sounded good. I shouldn't have told y'all that, so y'all would have thought I actually talked to Andy Reid, but I didn't.
What?
What? Did you? Right, let me get this straight. You texted Andy Reid. You thought you were texting Andy Reid, but you got a text back from a guy selling pigs. And so once you told that story, like, wasn't really Andy Reid. I probably shouldn't have told that story. Did you see the reaction, like the look on Michael Strahan's face or Howie Long? Howie looked like he'd been punched in the chest, like, what? And Michael Strahan was like, how did you go from Andy Reid to a pig farmer? I'm not quite sure what Terry was getting to there, but he tried. Instead, I tell you what, if he's looking for a pig farmer, he's got a guy. He's got a guy.
Terry Bradshaw, it just feels like he's getting older, and he's like, you know, your grandpa at Thanksgiving. We're like, all right, Papa Terry, that's fine. Just go sit in there. We'll bring the rolls in. It's fine. You just get comfortable. So it's one of those, like, rantings where I think it's just tough on the panel when he says, like, out-of-pocket things like this. But, I mean, at least he's honest. Like, we want authenticity, and he's certainly giving it to us here.
Well, I texted Dan Quinn yesterday, or I thought it was Dan Quinn, but it's a guy who sells horse meat. And I was like, oh, well, that's tough. Like, oh, what are you talking about? Probably shouldn't have told that story. Like, Terry, oh, Lord.
Too late.
Too late. Here we go. What do you think about the Chiefs? The Chiefs are, the only reason I will say I feel like this line is inflated is this just feels like the classic week-to-week overreaction. Commanders got blown out by the Cowboys. Chiefs blew out the Raiders. And so because of that, you see a double-digit spread. And, of course, backup quarterback for the Commanders. I feel like this line is too large, but can you make a chase for the Chiefs or a case for the Chiefs covering? How are you feeling about Kansas City?
I mean, if Kansas City wants to run up the score, they certainly can.
Right.
But it's just, this is the NFL and wins still matter. Like, remember, mm-hmm. the Chiefs have not had, like, as far as wins and losses go, like, the best season. Like, they still need to win games. They're 4-3, so they're not, like, dominating the AFC West or anything. But I think that I keep coming back to this, is that when you talk to, like, sharp bettors in the NFL, I don't know a single one who's, like, made a living laying huge numbers with mm-hmm. big favorites who are very public teams. Like, that's what it just comes around to for me, is that sometimes you have to bite your tongue and look at these teams that nobody wants to trust, and these are the games that you make your money on. Like, mm-hmm. maybe we stand here tomorrow and I look like a complete idiot. I am just saying that, like, the odds makers know that the Chiefs look like the way more trustworthy team. And so, like, you're even paying a tax on them. And I understand that this number has gone down, but it's the same when you bet on the Dodgers, when you bet on the Yankees, mm-hmm. when you bet on the Chiefs. You are never getting a discount on these teams.
Never. Never. I think the props market is the way to go here. I don't know. Maybe I'll just say, you know what? Screw it. Give me the Commanders. What have I got to lose? Come on. Why not? I might just do it, Chelsea. I might just do it. But I think if you're like us, because I think the general sentiment here is, all right, this is a large number. How do we feel about it? And there's so many unknowns with the Commanders that maybe look at the props market. I think that's probably the best way to bet this game.
To be perfectly honest, I don't even know if I'm going to bet on this game at all. And listen, it's the sports equinox day. So, like, we have other things to bet on. But if I could make a case for something in this game, because listen, mm-hmm. I understand people want to bet on same game parlays, and you got to have something to sweat on Monday Night Football, right?
Yeah.
Going to go with Rashee Rice over his receptions, over 5.5. Over at BetMGM, you get the best price on this. It's -150. Because we have seen since Rashee Rice came back to the Chiefs that Patrick Mahomes wants to throw to him. Had 7 catches last game, did not get his yardage prop, but the catches are there. So maybe he's not making those big plays across the middle, but he is going to get the targets. And here's the other thing. Patrick Mahomes, win or lose, game script, positive or negative, is going to be throwing the football. When I saw that his pass attempts prop was like 34.5, I said to myself, why would he be throwing this much in a game that they're probably going to be winning by a lot? But even in some of these blowout games, he's had more than 30 attempts. So those attempts have to go somewhere. So I feel like there is more opportunity for these Chiefs receivers, even if it's a positive game script, for guys to get their catches. Yeah, last week, Rashee Rice had 10 targets. So I feel like that's the way to go.
Target share king right there.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. All right. I know where I'm going. I don't want to get into it now because I'll give it out for our best bets. But it's on Marcus Murray. I'm going to do his rushing prop. That's where I'm going to go. And all of this after saying, hey, be careful when you bet on your favorite teams. It's tough to be objective. Mm. And I'm like, I'm going to go on Marcus Mariota. Like a moron. I'm doing it. Let's go. Coming up on the show. Oh, we're not done yet. New week means a new chance to make some money, and that is exactly what we are going to do next. She's Chelsea Messenger. I'm Michael Jenkins, Official Plays, and the Dogster coming your way next. This is the Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered.
For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.